Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Labor Day weekend, ready to consume us very soon. Do you think people still travel over Labor Day weekend? Do you think people will be traveling?
Yeah. It's like one of the biggest travel weekends of the year, I'm pretty sure.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a long weekend.
I guess maybe one of your last opportunities to travel before.
Yeah, go get another lake day in. That's what I'm doing.
I'm reading this article. It says the most common things Americans forget when traveling. And then the first line like hooks me in, and then it's like clickbait or something. It says, according to a new survey, 90% of Americans have had a home alone moment when they realize they forgot something important while on their way to a destination. And I'm like, wait, what?
Wait, 90% of people have forgotten their kid?
Yeah, that's what I thought. And so I'm like, I want to read about this.
Hold on a second.
And it's not about kids at all.
No, that would be a crisis if 90% of people were forgetting their children at home when they left on vacation.
Exactly. A home alone moment is when you leave your kid home alone 4 days before Christmas in Chicago.
It is not the same as forgetting your toothbrush over Labor Day weekend. Not the same at all.
But if you are interested, the most common things that people forget before they go on a trip is a charger, toiletries, and beauty products, and medication. So those are the top four.
Yeah, those are all pretty important. All things that I would not want to leave.
All things replaceable, too, like toiletries and beauty products. In fact, sometimes I prefer to just get the, either have the travel size or just get them while I'm there.
Yeah, you're really omitting beauty products from this conversation, though, because if a girl forgets her makeup, replenishing that?
Is that a big deal?
It gets costly. Even if you're just buying drugstore makeup, oh my God, that would add up so fast if you had to replace everything.
Really?
Yes.
So if you just went to an Ulta or a Sephora.
Have you ever been in these stores, Bill?
I've never been.
Yeah, maybe it's time for a field trip. You'll learn a lot.
That would be fun. Like, take me to Ulta or Sephora. Like, what would I do in there?
Me and Paula should take you. We'll have you on one of those, like, kid leashes. That way you can't go too far.
I'm learning a lot right now. I did not know this. I did not know makeup was so expensive.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you're replacing everything all at once. Even if you get the cheapest stuff, you're still spending probably at least $100.
So what's worse, forgetting your expensive makeup before you go on a trip or forgetting your kid?
I would say makeup.
Makeup is number one on your list.
You can always go back for the kid later.
Makeup, charger.
And then child.
Kid. My baby born
a Birkin. Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Let's say good morning to Tori in North Olmsted. Tori, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your good vibes this morning?
So I have never been a baker. I rely on tutorials on Instagram or YouTube.
Okay.
And I'm excited because my niece is obsessed with unicorns, and her birthday is this weekend, and I decided to try my hand at a unicorn cake, and it came out beautiful. I mean, it took me several hours. I just took the day off to do it. But you guys,
oh, wow.
It looks like a unicorn. And it's so pretty, and I'm so excited.
That's awesome. Oh, my gosh. How old is your niece?
She's 11.
Oh, my God. She is going to be so, so excited.
I am super excited.
Did she specifically request a unicorn cake, or you are surprising her with this?
Oh, she asked her mom. And you know, in the stores, they're ridiculously expensive.
Oh,
especially,
yeah.
Especially unicorns. And I said, you know what? I told my sister, I'm going to try and make it. And if it doesn't come out right, you still have a few days to get her one. And she's not expecting it at all. Her mom's like, no, honey, that's too much. Let's go simple. You're all going to eat it anyway. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. And it came out so pretty.
Oh, I love that. I love that your sister is setting her up. Like, your cake is not going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be a big deal. It's a unicorn cake.
That's so fun, too, because, like, you unlocked a new skill.
I did. Well, let's see if I can do two that look the same. But
hey, you know what? One is enough.
Yes.
Thank you, Tori. We appreciate you listening to the show, and happy birthday to your niece.
Thanks, guys. Love you guys.
Alyssa, didn't we have someone call up about making unicorn cookies the other day?
We did.
And now we have someone about a unicorn cake?
Unicorns must be all the rage.
We should put the unicorn cake baker in touch with the unicorn cookie maker, put them together.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a whole business that is starting up here.
Yeah, they could have a whole side hustle ready to go.
It's Q104.
Your memory is ecstasy. I miss you more than life. I miss you more than life.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. We will get back to the silliness in a little bit here. I do want to mention this because when I saw this yesterday afternoon, and I was sitting waiting for Will, he was in a workout, and I was just on my phone scrolling, and I saw this, my heart just broke when I read it, that Jim Donovan will not be the voice of the Browns this fall or ever again. He wrote a letter to Browns fans and said, I have called my last Browns game. And the reason, because his cancer is back. So in this letter to Browns fans, he used the words that his cancer is very aggressively back. And he has to fight for his life again. I think this is the third time that I can remember.
Oh, wow.
That he thought he beat it. He had the bone marrow transplant, I think, back in 2011. But it just keeps coming back. So sad. It is not fair. And it makes me angry. Because Jim Donovan deserves to be in that broadcast booth.
Yeah. And especially as just like the voice of the Browns since what, 99?
Yes. Yeah, since the Browns came back in 1999. But of course, he's been working in Cleveland sports forever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can remember him calling NFL games on NBC when I was a kid. Like I would watch games with my dad and,
really?
And my grandpa, and he would be calling the game, like national games.
Wow.
But, you know, he deserves to be in that booth just to see a winning season by the Browns. This could be a potentially successful season. And he's had to endure so many awful seasons in that booth. I just can't believe he's not going to be there anymore.
Second down and 10, takes the snap, gives it. Chubb runs. He's to the 10, 15. He's to the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. There goes Chubb. He's to the 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. Chubb Alaba.
I mean, what are we going to do without calls like that?
It's just one of those things that, like, you don't even realize, like, it just becomes so part of your world and part of your memories.
Yes.
You know, that voice.
Very much so. It is never going to be the same. Thank you, Jimmy. We are going to miss you terribly. We know that you're in the fight of your life right now.
And we're rooting for you.
Yes. And we know you're going to be watching Browns games with us every Sunday, and I hope that they bring you some joy this season. The Q Morning Show, Q104.
Is it that sweet? I guess so. That's that me espresso.
Sabrina Carpenter, the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa. So we got this text from Leo that came in at 216-474-0104. We thought it could kick off perhaps a weekly Ask Us Anything segment. Like, if there's something that you want to know about us.
We're pretty much open books.
Pretty much?
Pretty much.
What questions would be off the limits? What's my social security number? I'm not going to answer that.
So, honestly, I don't care. I'll give it out.
So I guess ask us anything within reason. But let's get to Leo and his question. Good morning, Leo.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. What's going on?
All right. Alyssa, I know that you love Cleveland, and I, you know, always hear how pro-Cleveland you are, right?
Yes.
You talk about it all the time, but here's my question for you. What do you not like about Cleveland? Be real now.
What do you not like? First of all, Leo, you're right. I mean, she is so pro Cleveland. Like all morning long, it's Cleveland this and Cleveland that, and she goes on and on.
I have my own Cleveland fan club.
So Leah wants to know what you don't like about Cleveland.
What I don't like about Cleveland?
Yeah, sound off. The floor is yours. Just rip Cleveland to shreds right now.
No, okay. If I'm being honest, the thing that has probably been the most off-putting about Cleveland to me since coming back from California is the bugs. I hate the bugs. All these spotted lantern flies downtown. I'm not joking.
Wait, what are those?
Have you not seen them all over the sidewalks?
Did you say lantern flies?
Spotted lantern flies. They have been all over the place for the past couple months, specifically in downtown. I went on a walk around downtown last week. I was running some errands. These things were like harassing me. They were attacking me. I felt attacked.
I haven't heard about these.
They kept landing on me. Like, I don't think that they bite. I don't think. But like, oh, I hate bugs. Even like yesterday, I went to Cedar Point and there was a bee that just wouldn't leave me alone. And I just start flailing like a crazy person. I hate the bugs.
The spotted lanternfly. Let me start over.
Yeah, try that again.
Absolutely.
Spotted lantern flies.
There were definitely some letters that weren't supposed to be in what I just said. The spotted lantern fly is a plant hopper that is native to Asia and has spread to the United States.
Yes, it has.
I've never heard of these.
Can't believe you haven't seen them on the ground.
I haven't seen one. I think you're overreacting.
Oh, I'm absolutely not overreacting. They're everywhere.
Are they worse than midges? Because at certain times at my house, my entire side of my house is covered in midges.
Okay, they're not worse than midges. But they are still annoying. And we also have midges. And I don't like them either. So if there's one thing that I would change about the great city of Cleveland... Do away with all the bugs.
216-474-0104. Have you seen a lantern fly? Is Alyssa overreacting?
You might be like the only one who hasn't seen one at this point.
I think you're trying to cause a panic.
I'm not!
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show.
I want you, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. We're learning about lantern flies this morning.
Because it's the one thing about Cleveland, the immediate thing that comes to mind that I wish I could change. I wish I could just get rid of them.
And I've never heard of them. Lisa in Cleveland, have you seen lantern flies?
Yes.
How many have you seen?
Two.
Only two?
I've seen... The not-evolved form and the evolved form.
There's a not-evolved form? Are these Pokemon? What? What was that?
It looks like a beetle.
Oh, even worse. Oh, I don't care what form it's in. I just don't want them.
It sounds like you know a lot about lantern flies, Lisa. You know they're both of their forms.
Only because my mom reported them to the Department of Agriculture.
Yeah, okay. Because so that's the other thing. They're invasive. They kill our plants.
I think that's what Holly is saying, too. Holly is in North Ridgeville. Holly, have you seen lantern flies?
I actually haven't, but they say you do have to kill them and report them because of the invasive.
I can't kill them because, one, I'm afraid of them, and two, because I just feel bad, even though I despise them. Like, I feel bad if I just step on them. But every time I do see a dead one on the sidewalk, which is at least once a day, I'm like, yes.
So I've never even heard of this, that you have to call and report them.
Yeah. No, it's a problem.
Like, I wouldn't even know who to call. Like, that's why I'm so thankful for this segment right now. So we would call the Department of Agriculture if we see a lantern fly.
I'm not really sure what they're going to do. What are they going to do? Come to your location and kill it for you?
Who?
Like, the Department of Agriculture?
No, you're supposed to kill it.
Oh.
You're supposed to squash it.
But I don't want to. It's scary.
The Department of Agriculture has given you a license to kill. It's your responsibility to take care of the lantern fly yourself. Will you please put a picture of this lantern fly up on our Instagram?
Yeah, let me just run downstairs real quick and I'll find one. I'll find one for you.
I'll bring one
up for you in the flesh.
Can you not find one on the internets?
I mean, I probably can, but I'm just trying to prove a point here.
I just want to know what they look like so we know if I see one to kill it.
You'll right know. Away. They are spotted flies. They're spotted.
Okay, that's not helpful at all. I need a picture.
Okay.
Like you said, we have a lot of bugs here in Northeast Ohio.
Okay, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab you one.
The Q Morning Show, Q104.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Heather from Wadsworth, let's jump into this. Your three questions on Alyssa's College of Knowledge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. As of this morning, I believe that Alyssa is approaching 35 wins. She only has 4 losses still.
Okay.
Let's see if you can take her down here. Question number one. Are you ready to play?
Yep.
All right. Question number one. Route 176 linking 71 and 77 is better known as
the Kenmore Bypass.
Question two. The Blue Angels represent what branch of our military?
Air Force.
And question three, the name of the book written by Shel Silverstein about the relationship between a boy and a tree.
The Giving Tree?
Heather, you went 1 for 3. And I realized that question number one may be a little unfair because you're in Wadsworth. How would you know about Route 176? Let's get Alyssa back into studio and we will see how she does today. Heather, do you have any plans for Labor Day weekend?
Going down to Great Trails.
Great Trails?
Yeah, Great Trails in Malvern, Ohio. It's like a festival.
Okay, so it's not like you're going hiking.
No.
Oh, okay.
That's more my speed then. Love that.
In Malvern. I remember Malvern.
Where's that at?
It's south of Canton. I know
yeah.
that.
Oh, okay.
We used to play Malvern in football and basketball, our high school, Tuscarawas Central Catholic in New Philadelphia. I digress. We're going to jump in with your questions here, Alyssa. You need to do terrible today.
Why?
Because I did terrible.
You just do. Question number one. Route 176, linking 71 and 77, is better known as?
76?
176.
I don't know. I don't know.
The Jennings Freeway.
No, never would have gotten there.
Why not? Everyone calls it the Jennings Freeway.
I don't know that I've ever taken it.
Well, I felt bad for Heather.
I don't think I've ever taken it.
Moving on to question two. The Blue Angels represent what branch of our military?
The Air Force?
Wow.
My dad's going to be so mad at me when he listens to this.
It is the Navy.
Oh no.
Heather still has a really good shot of winning this game. Question three. The name of the book written by Shel Silverstein about the relationship between a boy and a tree.
The Giving Tree.
Oh, I thought she'd miss that one, Heather.
I thought I was going to miss it too.
So Alyssa goes 1 for 3. Unfortunately, Heather went 1 for 3 today. So we have a tie.
That was hard, Heather. That was tough.
But you know what, Heather?
Yes.
Here's what we have for you. Cleveland Oktoberfest tickets.
Oh, well, thank you.
So, Heather, you come up to the Cleveland Oktoberfest, go to the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds, and then drive the Jennings Freeway. Just go up and down. Just be like, oh, this is what they were talking about, the Jennings Freeway.
Yeah, and let me know how it is, because apparently I don't know anything about it either.
It's okay. Me neither. My name is Heather. I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Q104, 90s. 2000s. And now, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa went to Cedar Point yesterday.
I did.
Was that the first trip to Cedar Point that you've taken since you've moved back to Northeast Ohio?
Yes, it was my first Cedar Point trip since 2016.
How was it?
I was in my happy place. I literally was like running in. I was skipping. My cheeks at one point hurt from smiling so much.
What did you do? What did you ride?
Well, I immediately ran to the love of my life, the Millennium Force.
That was your first, the first coaster that you rode?
First coaster of the day. And so I took my fiance Bryce with me. He's never been to Cedar Point. And I have been ranting and raving about it the whole time we've been together for almost 4 years. We've to the point where we've literally watched like YouTube simulation videos of riding the coasters. And so I was like, you're doing it IRL. You're doing it in real life. Finally. But the first ride I took him on, Millennium Force, we sat front seat and he started to lose vision. It might have been a little too much for him.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he doing okay?
He's okay.
Yeah.
He rode more stuff, so he's okay. But he was like, I started to just like gray out a little bit going down the hill. I was like, oh, I didn't. Like, I had a blast.
What else did you take him on?
So we did a bunch of coasters. There was, like, no lines yesterday, for the most part. We did Maverick. And then we were kind of just, like, bopping around. We did, like, Magnum, Corkscrew, which I can't even believe Corkscrew is still around. I haven't rode it in a long time, and I was just like, this won't be here much longer. We did Valorant. Is that one of them?
You're asking the wrong person.
Or Valorant or something. We did whatever that one is. That one opened in like 2016, I think, or something. And I hadn't done it yet. So that was my first time riding that. And then he tapped out of rides and I was like, well, I'm not done. So I went on the Raptor by myself and I sat front seat and it was great.
I can't believe you went to Cedar Point on a Thursday. Like for me going to Cedar Point, it can't be during the week. Because Thursday's a work day.
I don't think I will ever go on a weekend again, other than Hello Weekends. It was so nice just not having to wait in lines. And it was just so, like, empty. I was like, oh, my God, I'm never going back.
I get it. It's just that my brain doesn't work like that. Because it's a work day.
This show is over at 10 a.m.
I know, but you can't have fun on a work day.
Yes, you can. It's not against the law.
You can only have fun on the weekends.
Oh, come on.
Well, that's awesome.
We got to see all of the Halloween decorations are being put up for Hello Weekends, too. It got me even more excited for it.
It's coming soon. It's coming soon. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So Alyssa found this list, foods that you should never order if you're going on a first date.
These are honestly, like, not even what you would expect. Obviously, like, garlic and onion you would think would be on here. But the reasoning behind these foods is very on point.
Do you want me to try to guess some of them before you just read them off?
Sure. What do you got?
My number one answer has to be ribs.
Yep. So ribs and wings are actually both on this list. But do you know why?
Well, for me, there would be two reasons why. Number one, I would have sauce all over my face.
Yep, they're messy.
And my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And also because I just look like an animal when I'm eating wings and ribs. And so I would never order that on a first date.
So those are actually both of the reasons that this list gives is that, yeah, they're very messy and there is literally no way to look good while eating them. There's just not.
What else is on the list?
So also on this list, we've got ramen because of the like slurping.
Who orders ramen for dinner?
Yeah. Like if you go to like a pho or like a ramen restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah.
I when I think of ramen, I think of the dollar.
You're thinking of the packs.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about like going out to eat and getting ramen. Also this one cracks me up. Buttered noodles.
Again, it's an odd choice, no matter when you go out to eat.
The reason why is because it could give the impression that you're just like a super fussy eater.
Yeah.
Like you're really high maintenance. If you're ordering buttered noodles, like, come on.
Yes. Are you four? Do you also want to, do you want a side of chicken nuggets?
You want some chicken nuggies too? Broccoli, because it always gets stuck in your teeth. Throw a salad on that list too. But this one actually upsets me a bit. cheese.
Cheese. Like, why would you order just cheese? Like, as an appetizer?
No, just saying, like, cheese on whatever you're eating. So think, like, you know, pizza, think a burger, think anything that you would get cheese on it. And the reason that this list says is because it can lead to digestive issues for a lot of people.
Mm.
Which, like, I mean, yes, I am lactose intolerant, but you better believe I'm going to eat the cheese.
That,
like,
that could ruin the end of the night.
It could, but you pick your battles, and I think cheese always wins.
So if there's expectations that after dinner, there might be some romance at the end of the night, maybe avoid the cheese is what you're saying?
I mean, yeah, you could avoid the cheese, but I think that the cheese is probably better than whatever you're going to get in return with the romance. So I would say go with the cheese, but that's just me.
I have another one to add. Because if I go to a seafood restaurant, like sometimes I'll eye the cioppino, like the fisherman's stew. Whenever I order that, it's all over my shirt by the end of it. Like, you pick it up because you eat it like soup, but it just splatters everywhere. I would never order that on a first date. I am going on my anniversary dinner this weekend with Paula. I don't know what Sam and Dave's has, but I might get the cioppino.
Okay, maybe you shouldn't, though. Maybe you should avoid that. We want to keep the wife. You've had her for this long.
She knows. She's not going to leave me over my eating habits.
Never say never.
She thinks I'm disgusting as it is. 216-474-0104. You are on a date. Who ordered what food item and it completely ruined the date? Call us now. You're so hypnotizing. Everybody at the bar Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Carla in Tremont. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Carla, I'm assuming you are on a date and there was a food that was brought to the table that now is triggering some memories for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a food that was specifically ordered.
Okay. Tell us what happened.
Okay. So, probably a couple months ago. I can't remember what the place was called. Anyways, I met this guy online and we decided to meet up for Vietnamese food.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just insane. He wanted to show me pho. It looks like pho, but it's pho. Mm-hmm. And I was like super down. Like, okay, we got the food. We were having a nice time. And then I honestly kind of like blacked out for the rest of the meal because he was literally slurping.
No.
For the next 30 minutes. It was like
no. Ew.
Yeah, I'm like, what? This is not attractive at all. And, like, you know, this is the first time we met. Like, I don't.
Did you ever end up hanging out with him, going out with him again?
No.
I don't blame you.
I was a little.
A little icked out. Got the ick.
Maybe on, like, the fifth date, but the first one, I was like, no, I'm good.
I can't do this forever.
Yeah, no.
One more time. What did that sound like?
Ew, I hate it.
I would just call and leave him a voicemail and just do that noise.
It does kind of remind me of a horror movie.
Which horror movie was that?
I don't know. The one, it's like a nightmare, you know?
Or if he's like, why are you ghosting me? Just send him a voice memo of the.
I do want to see that horror movie where it's just a guy sitting in a restaurant slurping soup. Yeah. Thank you, Carla, for calling in this morning.
You're welcome.
Q104.
Scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine, is also known as a buster. Always thinking about what he wants and just sits on his foot.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.